It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up later, we'll get some advice on the best way to contribute to food pantries.
First, we woke up this morning to the news that fan favorite Bo Ryan, coach of the UW Badger men's basketball team, was retiring from coaching effective immediately. The 68-year-old Ryan had announced in June that this would be his last season as head coach. But much like another beloved figure in Wisconsin sports history, Ryan maybe was given hints, indications, making people think he'd stick around a while longer.
So maybe that's why this morning's announcement comes as sort of a surprise to Badger fans. Assistant Greg Gard now takes the reins of the team, but he'll have some pretty big shoes to fill. So how did Ryan change the game of basketball at UW, and what kind of legacy does he leave behind?
Myron Metcalf is here with us now to look at these questions. He's a staff writer at ESPN where he covers college basketball. Myron, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So we knew this was coming. Fans in particular knew this, but maybe not right ready for it to happen today. What was your reaction when you heard that Bo Ryan was retiring?
I wasn't surprised. I mean, I figured it would happen at some point during the season, potentially. After he made the announcement before the year, I just thought it was a matter of when, and there was some speculation. You know, it could come sooner rather than later, and his explanation both on the timing, just feeling right, and wanting to give Greg Gard an opportunity to kind of audition for the job. It all makes sense. So I really, it was odd that it happened on a Tuesday night after sort of a game that didn't mean much, but it's not surprising that he left mid-season. I mean, I think this was probably how he was thinking as he kind of went back and forth over the last couple of months.
You know, you'd think, why not go out after last season at a peak, you know, to the finals, really a great, exciting year for the team. This year, seen as more of a rebuilding year, they're not going to be what they were last year. A lot of people thought, hey, maybe it would have made sense to go out then before this season.
Yeah, it's always hard. You know, I mean, exits are hard in any profession. But I think when it comes to coaching and the connection that Bo has to some of those young men, you know, when is the right time? So I'm sure he considered it, and that's what he said before the season, that, you know, he thought about whether or not to leave right after the Final Four run, but he came back. And I think a part of him coming back was Greg Garden giving him a shot. But I also just think he, in the last couple of years, has really thought about how much longer he'd stick around. And, you know, I did a story on him a couple of years ago, actually last year, and I went to Madison, hung out with him for a while. And I think after losing his father, that perhaps changed his perspective on, you know, how limited our time is and how important it is to spend that time with people you care about. He's got grandchildren now who are getting a lot older. His kids, I think he wants to do more beyond basketball, and I think that's why he left when he did.
Well, let's look back on his Wisconsin basketball career. Before UW-Madison, first of all, he had a lot of success in Milwaukee, UW-Milwaukee, and UW-Platteville, right?
Yeah, he was a superstar at Platteville, 4 national championships. That's kind of what started everything. When you talk to the folks who played for him at Platteville, and they tell you he's the same guy today that he was then. And then he goes to UW-Milwaukee and makes his way to Wisconsin. And I grew up in Wisconsin, and obviously when you think of the University of Wisconsin's athletic department, growing up in the 90s, in the 80s, you thought of football. You know, you thought of Ron Day. You thought of some of the other talented players that the football team produced. So Bo was the first guy, I think. Obviously Dick Bennett started this process, but the first guy who made people think about Wisconsin nationally as a basketball program. That's not easy to do. I mean, he wasn't doing it with a bunch of McDonald's All-Americans, although he had some. He was doing it with a lot of gritty kids, blue-collar kids who developed and evolved into big-time talent. So I think certainly Bo Ryan is looked at as somewhat of a legend in this game, what he did for Wisconsin to put them on the map, and I think that's why you have so many people talking about the fact that he's gone, because he definitely was one of the best.
Talking to Myron Metcalf, staff writer at ESPN, talking about Bo Ryan's retirement as of right now. He's out effective immediately as coach of the UW basketball team. So, yeah, you said this was not a glamour place for basketball recruits. How did he change things? How did he get improve recruiting? And then, as you said, taking maybe these people who were not the high-profile players, turning them into stars.
I really think Bo has a unique eye for kind of what a player will be. It's easier, I think, when you're at Arizona and Kentucky and you're looking at these 6'10" trees and, you know, they have 5 stars behind their names. It's easier, I think, to look at those guys and say, okay, he'll be a good player. It's much harder when you're dealing with 2- and 3-star prospects and you're trying to figure out, okay, not who they are now, but who will they be in 2 to 3 years? And Bo had a unique gift, I think, in his ability to look at a player and know what they would become 3 or 4 years down the line. You look at a Trayvon Jackson. Trayvon Jackson, in my opinion, doesn't become a starter for another Power 5 team, but he was a starter for this Wisconsin team. Frank Kaminsky goes on to win the Wooden Award, goes to the NBA. But when people saw him in high school, no one knew what to make of him. And certainly people didn't think that he would be the player that he became. So Bo had a great eye for kind of what to expect and how these players would develop. And then he also just had a way of making them all kind of buy into the Wisconsin culture, if you will. He had a way of kind of getting these guys to play together. And that's not as simple as it seems when you're dealing with a bunch of teenagers. So the chemistry, developing talent, Bo just had a way of putting it all together.
Well, talk about his coaching personality. This was not a, you know, Bobby Knight hurling chairs onto the arena. What was he like compared to, you know, what else is out there around the country?
I mean, he didn't hurl chairs, but he went at a number of referees. I mean, you know, Bo didn't bite his tongue in games. He was always sticking up for his players. I don't think Bo ever saw a foul call that he approved of, that he agreed with. So, but he was, I think, a guy who really instilled a system and a culture, and he just expected his players to follow it. I mean, Wisconsin, it really wasn't rocket science for those guys. If you turn the ball over with Bo, you're coming out of the game. Players will tell you. They don't look to the coach and go, man, give me another shot, give me some more time. They just walk to the sideline because they know they're coming out of the game. Bo doesn't have to yell. He doesn't have to scream. They understand that there's a process and there's an expectation, and if you don't follow it, then you're not going to play. And there are multiple players you can talk to over the years who will tell you that, who maybe thought they were better than they were, made some mistakes and didn't see as much playing time as they expected to. But that was just the culture of Wisconsin basketball. I went to a practice last year as part of a story I did about Bo Ryan, and I've never been to a practice, and I go to practices all over America, I've never been to a practice that quiet. I mean, literally you could hear a pin drop. They weren't yelling and screaming at one another. The coaches weren't barking at players. It was just such, like, almost a business meeting, so routine. Everyone knew what to do within that practice session because that's what Bo expected. Discipline, you guys are young men. You should know what to do by now and get out there and do it. And you don't have to scream and yell and, you know, grab people's uniforms to make them respond.
And I'll be up front with you, Myron. I'm a casual college basketball fan. We'll watch occasionally. But last year, the tournament run, I was like a lot of people around the state, and I got sucked in, and it was an exciting team to watch, a lot of fun watching him go that far into the tournament. What happened last year? How did it all come together like it did under Bo Ryan?
Well, it always helps when you have two first-round picks in the NBA draft, and they have Frank Kaminsky and Sam Decker and Duane Dukin, who's now at the Sacramento Kings. So that team actually had three NBA guys, Nigel Hayes, could be a pro in the future, as well as Bronson Koenig. So, I mean, the first way it happened is because they had the talent to compete with the best teams in America. And I think also just the experience that they had, the fact that Sam Decker and Frank Kaminsky were guys who'd been there before, and they really had guys around them who respected them. Again, it's a cliche in sports, but people, chemistry really, really matters. And it matters most when you get to the final stages of competition. Everybody's together when you're winning early in the season, right? I mean, you see a football team that's 3-0. You see a basketball team that's 7-0. Everybody's on the same page. It gets a lot harder, especially in college basketball, with the young people when you get to January and you get to February and people are struggling and people are missing shots and guys aren't getting the minutes that they expect. How do you keep all that together? And that was really an art form, if you will, I think, for Bo Ryan. That those players, I've been in the locker room, those batters really genuinely liked one another. And I think clearly you could see that in how they performed on the court.
What kind of legacy do you think Bo Ryan leaves behind at Wisconsin?
The greatest coach in Wisconsin history. I mean, I think that obviously is a big part of it, one of the best coaches to ever do it. One of the most versatile coaches. I mean, you can't ignore what he did at the Division III level with Platteville. So I think he leaves as a legend, man. At some point, there will be a statue, I'm sure, and I think people will look back and go, you know, wow, how impressive was that? And really, when you're in it, it's hard to see. I think it'll take some time, and then people will look back and go, wow, this guy went to multiple Final Fours, four Big Ten championships, never missed the NCAA tournament. I think in the future, people will look back and see how difficult it is to actually do what Bo Ryan did in his 14-plus years.
We'll leave it there. Myron, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Brad.
That's Myron Metcalf, staff writer at ESPN. He covers college basketball, and he joined us to talk about the retirement, effective immediately, of UW men's basketball head coach Bo Ryan.